Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, July 22nd, 2024, through Friday, July 26th, 2024. Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Buxton woman who stole from employer for 7-plus years, sentenced for wire fraud, filing a false tax return. Kristen Bangs was sentenced for 2 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of making and subscribing a false tax return. Bangs was ordered to pay $536,352.33 in restitution to her victim and $70,323 to the Internal Revenue Service for taxes on the income derived from the fraud that she failed to report. She was also ordered to forfeit any property, real or personal, which was derived from the proceeds of her crime, including $105,009.53 seized from a bank account in her name. According to court records, from March 2014 until June 2021, Bangs used her professional position as operations manager to access her employer's credit card, bank accounts, and payroll for her own personal gain. Bangs used her corporate credit card to make approximately $197,936 in personal purchases, including $12,414.96 for tickets to a New England Patriots versus Dallas Cowboys game, and stole an additional $255,645 from the victim by making approximately 213 wire transfers over the 7-plus years. Of the money Bangs stole, she spent more than $176,000 on entertainment, tickets, and dining. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. Michigan man who orchestrated international computer fraud and online distribution schemes sentenced to decade in prison. Doyle Kalita was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Kalita was ordered to pay $272,293 in restitution to victims in the case and forfeiture of $2,542,784. In February 2024, Kalita pleaded guilty to 1 count of wire fraud conspiracy, 1 count of conspiracy to import Schedule II and Schedule IV controlled substances, and 1 count of money laundering conspiracy. In 2015, Kalita and co-conspirators organized a scheme to defraud internet users through the use of deceptive pop-up screens that falsely told victims that their computers were infected with viruses or were otherwise damaged, and directed the victims to call for technical support. In fact, the victims were connected to Kalita's call centers in India and in Michigan and were scared or deceived into buying products or services that they did not need. Contemporaneously, Kalita and his co-conspirators launched an online drug distribution scheme that sold prescription drugs, including opioids and other controlled substances that were shipped from suppliers in India and Europe to individuals in Massachusetts and elsewhere in the United States. Kalita and his co-conspirators facilitated online sales from multiple foreign drug suppliers and received controlled substances that were shipped from suppliers in India and Europe to individuals in Massachusetts and elsewhere in the United States. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Pharmacy owner sentenced to $18 million COVID-19 healthcare fraud and money laundering scheme. Peter Kame was sentenced to 97 months in prison for using New York area pharmacies to submit false and fraudulent claims to Medicare and then laundering the criminal proceeds. Kame's brother and co-defendant, Arkady Kamov, was previously sentenced on April 3, 2024 to conspiracy to commit money laundering. As part of their sentences, Kame was ordered to pay more than $18 million in restitution and to forfeit more than $2.8 million. Kamov was ordered to pay more than $18 million in restitution and to forfeit more than $9.6 million. According to court documents, Kamen Kamov engaged in a complex money laundering conspiracy to launder the proceeds of a fraudulent healthcare scheme involving over a dozen New York area pharmacies that they and their co-conspirators owned and controlled. Kamen Kamov used the New York pharmacies to submit millions of dollars in fraudulent claims to Medicare, including during the COVID-19 pandemic. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Personal assistant sentenced after embezzling more than $2.1 million from longtime employer and friend. Christine Fletcher was sentenced for bank fraud and tax evasion. She is further ordered to pay $2,188,870 to the victim and $549,964 to the IRS in restitution. According to court documents, Fletcher was a trusted assistant for over 38 years and worked directly for the business owner. Fletcher had access to several bank accounts and was often included in family affairs. She took advantage of her deeply trusted position by repeatedly embezzling funds for nearly 10 years. Fletcher deposited funds into her personal accounts and paid personal credit card bills by forging the owner's deceased spouse's signature on hundreds of checks. Fletcher admitted that her motives were based solely on greed. She further admitted to agents that until she was confronted by the owner and fired, she had no idea how much she had stolen. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, July 26, 2024. Jury convicts two executives in longstanding antitrust conspiracy to fix prices, rig bids, and allocate market for concrete. Gregory and David Melton were convicted by a federal grand jury for their role in a conspiracy to fix prices, rig bids, and allocate markets for sales of ready-mix concrete in Georgia and South Carolina. The conspiracy, which began as early as 2010 and continued until about July 2016, involved coordinating price increase letters to customers, allocating specific jobs in the coastal Georgia area, and submitting bids to customers at collusive and non-competitive prices. The investigation resulted in 5 criminal convictions and 1 deferred prosecution agreement. Defendants James Pettick, Timothy Strickland, and Strickland's company, Evans LLC, previously pleaded guilty as part of the same conspiracy. Pedrick's former employer, Argos USA LLC, previously entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the Antitrust Division, admitting to its participation in the conspiracy, and agreed to pay a $20 million criminal penalty. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.